Hi, I'm Amy, compulsive overeater, food addict, alcoholic. I'm nervous speaking at 5 in the morning for so many people, and I never know what's going to come out, so I always wish everybody luck when I speak. My top weight was 370. I'm maintaining a weight loss of 200 pounds. I've been coming to OA since January 2019. I come from a dysfunctional family with alcoholism, addiction, food addiction. I grew up chubby. Food was a treat. We'd always go grab snack food and drinks. But then, as I got older, we ran out of money, and then we didn't have enough money for food, so food was scarce, and we get like one meal a day, and that, messes with you. And my teenage years, I thought were good. I was thin, but it was because I was drinking all the time and not eating. So I sobered up when I was 22, and that is when food really took off for me. I gained weight right away. And over the years, gained weight. Lost weight. I also have mental health issues and found that being manic and exercising periods would lose weight. I had a period where I really stuck to no sugar, no wheat, no flour, but not involved in any program and lost weight, but I would gain it all back. And I can remember losing a bunch of weight and I hadn't seen someone at work, and I went and saw her, and she opens the door to her office, and she goes, "Oh, you gained it all back." I was like just heartbroken. Food to me was rewarding, relaxing, sedating. I would say I'm a sugar addict. Totally. But other foods, volume, and snacks will lead me back to sugar. And I would say I'm not going to eat like that tomorrow. And then on the way home from work, I would stop at the grocery store and grab food. And my favorite thing to do was to eat and binge and then take a nap. Oh, that was like, it just the relief I had was, I can't say how, it just, it worked for me, so I thought. And then I also thought, when I was 22, I went into a 12-step program. And so when I would think about my weight or food, I would be like, well, I should be able to do it with this program. I'm already in a program. Why wouldn't this work? And it didn't. And, and with my eating, I tried bulimia. That didn't work for me. I, excuse me. I don't know. I did all the food behaviors. I isolated. I stopped going to my 12-step meeting because I gained so much weight. I compared myself to everyone. I would rush into the grocery store to get my stuff and rush out. I only went to work and family functions. I did not do other things. I just couldn't stand myself and focused on myself and what I looked like. I had to get a seatbelt extender for my car. I had to park where I had enough room to open my door between cars in the parking lot, because if someone parked too close to me, I had a hard time getting in my car. I was on the I'm on the second floor and I had a bad knee, and going up and down the stairs, I would run out of breath. I mean, it was I just it was just horrible. And yet I still ate. I still ate. I became desperate, and it was in 2015. I had gastric bypass surgery. I was at 370. I went down to about 220. I never got all the way down, and then I gained weight back. I got up to 276. And that was when I said, fine, I will go to OA. Fine. I didn't want to go to another program. And I went in to OA, and I was still eating sugar, but I went. And I became I found an eating plan, and I went to meetings, and I started the eating plan and became abstinent. I went to one meeting a week in person, and this was 2019, so I wasn't familiar with Zoom or phone meetings. I listened to a lot of speaker meetings online. I did a lot of literature. I didn't have a sponsor. I struggled a little bit with abstinence because I would find like this didn't work, that didn't work. I couldn't eat certain food groups because that would set me off. And it was at a New Year's Alkathon for another 12-step group that someone was telling their story, and the way they talked about eating during another 12-step group, I went, hey, wait a minute. And I went up to them afterwards and found out they were in OA, and they introduced me to someone else in OA who became my sponsor. And I started going to another in-person meeting that was much more active and more people and really made a connection for me. And then boom, the pandemic hit and shut it down. But I got right into Zoom. And I've struggled with I had like 2 years abstinence where it was like great, no problem. Abstinence, food plan, sponsor. I did a big book study with OA women. And I had done all this stuff in the other program and thought, why wouldn't that work? But you know what? I really needed the connection with OA, and I needed to be in OA. And then I had problems this past year, going back to last summer, with family issues, people being sick. We lost a family member, and my mental health issues, and my moods getting cranked. And so first my mood was up. And I was manically exercising. So even sober, and abstinent. I was manically exercising, and then I crashed, and then I ate, and I had been sober and abstinent, and it really was like I couldn't believe it. Eating sugar, it was like on a drunken tear. I couldn't believe it. It went right back to where it was, you know. And I have found there's a late complication that can sometimes arise with gastric bypass called reactive hypoglycemia. And if I eat carbs, different certain carbs, even healthy type carbs, my blood sugar will go up and crash. And I had eaten sugar and literally passed out on my bathroom floor and came to and went, oh my God, like, look at what food is doing to me. The same thing. Like, this is, you know, I was just shocked, and like, look what I'm doing to myself. And it was hard to get out of that. And then I crash and get depressed. And then, you know, it just adds an extra wrinkle to the addiction. But I told the truth. I always told the truth, what I was doing, what happened. Continued my connection with my sponsor, my AA, my OA support system, went to meetings, and got through it. And I don't know. I'm so grateful for the support system. I'm so grateful for OA that these are people that you can tell the craziest stuff to who get it. You know, they get like, you know, it sounds insane. Anyone else would be like, what are you talking about? But people get it. And you know, my OA sponsor, it was never about you're wrong. Why'd you do? It's like, well, of course you're a food addict. Of course, you know. And anything they could do, like I had to go to CVS to get medication, and CVS could be a place where I would get food and would walk in with me on the phone while I got my medication and walk out. You know, people just, they're there for you. You know, I'm so grateful. And to think, I mean, I spent a lot of years going, I'm in a 12-step program. I'll just use these steps and I don't need to go to another program. But I did, I do, and I'm grateful. Like I said, I've done the big book study in with OA women. We just started another in-person OA group. You know, I've done a lot of Zoom meetings. I can find it hard to connect at Zoom meetings, even though I like them. But you know what? After all these years in meetings, I can still be very socially awkward. And after meetings, I want to hit the road and get out of there. So it's hard to connect at Zoom meetings, even though I listen to people and I like them and I go, oh, I should connect with that person. Oh, I should call that person. And I don't. I, over the years, have struggled with a higher power. I, it's not that I feel a connection with meetings. I feel a connection with the program. I feel a connection with the people in the program. My higher power works through the people in the program. I don't necessarily.
5 minutes left, Amy.
Okay, great. Thank you. I don't necessarily get the, like, if I hear, when I hear people talk about God all the time, I go, oh my God, the newcomer, don't scare the newcomer, you know? Like, and some people will think it's like I don't believe in a higher power. It's like, oh no, I absolutely believe in a higher power. Things, I have witnessed divine timing of my life, of other people's lives, of what happens. Just the program itself coming together and the history of it amazes me. And I feel the connection, and I like to call, especially in person meetings, I like to call it my ass in seat therapy, you know, just being there, connected. So I never know what's going to come out when I speak. I ask to say what needs to be said, you know, let me share something that will help somebody else. I do struggle with mental health stuff, but I'm grateful to be here. I'm always grateful to be here and be part of OA. You know, I got through this last period of the mental health challenge and the food by doing what you do in the program, you know. Food plan, sponsor, ask for help, be honest. I'm honest, even though I don't want to be. And just keeping my connection and doing what I'm supposed to do. And I'm just grateful. And it's like muscle memory, it's built in. You just do what you're supposed to do, even when you don't want to. Even when I feel embarrassed or ashamed and like I'm just totally way off, you know, no one's treated me like that. No one's treated me like that. And you know, I don't feel like that now. And my food is good, and I'm still figuring out the blood sugar thing. Now she puts this thing on my arm that measures blood sugar, and she goes, "Now it's not, you don't have to obsess on it." I'm like, does she even know me? I don't have to obsess on it. Jeez, you know, like, so I'm still figuring out even healthy foods, what works, what doesn't, you know, and that's adding
2 minutes left.
that to a food addict isn't exactly helpful, but, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I'm grateful to be here, and thanks for listening. I hope someone got something out of that. Thanks.